for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, May the 2nd, 1988. Passover weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Glenn and Irma Miller are the teachers of the afternoon. This is a deliverance service.
Sing the carpenter shop this camp. How many feel like you've been there at some time or another? In the carpenter shop? All of us have if we're going to go on with God. Amen. The Spirit said in the quiet place, go back to the carpenter shop. When I asked why, he said it again. Just go back to the carpenter shop. Though not knowing what to expect, but believing that he knew the best, I went back to the carpenter shop, and day by day, whittled away. In the closet of the carpenter shop, showed me the depth of my heart. When all along I thought I was fine, by his hand he began to refine. Though the splinters and ridges and knots, he sanded and pounded and planed. I cried and I tried to give up, and day by day, whittled away. Worked with care in the carpenter shop, rebuilding me so patiently. His hands were skillful and sure, forming a son strong and mature. Though the process was painfully slow, my heart could rejoice in his love. For I knew that as the work he completes, and day by day,
receive that for which you have come. Most of all, that you've come in the right spirit for it, and the purpose in your heart for deliverance. Is your purpose for deliverance just for your selfish means to get rid of your problems? Or is your purpose for deliverance so that you can be free to serve the Lord to a greater capacity? Now, if your purpose is for selfish means just to get rid of your problems, which we need to get rid of, it will be very hard for you to keep your deliverance. But if your deliverance is so you can serve God and be a greater blessing in the kingdom, and be a blessing to others, then God will, should I say, help you to much more to keep your deliverance. It'll be easier for you to keep your deliverance. It'll be easier for you to contend with Satan when he comes back and say, oh no, I got rid of that so I could serve God, and you're not going to come back and keep me from serving the Lord. See, our deliverances should be so that we can serve God to a better, in a better capacity and to a greater degree than I did yesterday. And when we come to the Lord with that attitude, with that spirit in our heart, wanting and seeking help from the Lord is faithful to hear and answer our petition. But we've got to make up our mind what our reason and purpose is in serving the Lord. And I'm afraid that most of the time, it is a selfish reason for all of us. I want the blessing of the Lord in my life. I want the blessing of the Lord in your life. We must make up our mind that we're serving God so that He can use us, and that we can be an examples before men of Jesus in and through our lives. Then with that thought, then deliverance has a place in our lives to cast out and kick out the devil in the areas that he has rights to. I've heard all of my life that everything's under the blood. And I was raised in traditions, and I believed that. I believed it so strongly that it took a hard knock on the head even to change me. In fact, the Lord had to do it. I did not believe that Christians could have a demon until one time in Chicago at the Hilton Hotel, Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting. I don't remember if it was Derek Prince was teaching or Oral Roberts, one or the other. And they asked us to pray together, and I heard a demon speak out of a spirit-filled man that I knew. And when that demon talked out of that man, up until that moment, I did not believe that Christians could have a demon. I'd always heard the devil can't cross the bloodline. Everything's under the blood. And you can't have a demon. But when I knew the man, I knew he was spirit-filled, and when that demon talked out of that man, I knew my theology was wrong. God had to do that. I knew that I had been taught wrong. I knew my tradition was in error. Tradition, that it was in error. And from that day to this, nobody again can change me the other way. I know that I know that I know. And I can't be changed. So don't try to argue with me or tell me that everything's under the blood and God took it all. God put it all under the blood, because God's own word contradicts that. You say, how? I'll tell you how. That's contradicted. Jesus, God says that He visits the sins and iniquities of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation of those that do not keep my commandments or that hate me. He also says to those that are involved in sexual sins and in those areas, He says that it's visited to the tenth generation. God said that. And when you're involved in those sins, involved that's listed in those areas, or your ancestors have been in those areas, until those things either run their course or they're brought to the surface and acknowledged, and somebody's prayed with you for it, or you pray with yourself. You can pray with yourself, but it's good to have somebody pray with you. It helps, but you can pray with yourself. And those things are acknowledged. Satan has a legal right to your life in that area. And nothing you say about he can't cross the bloodline or it's under the blood has anything to do with it. Because he has a legal right, and he's a legalist, and he'll take every right he has, and he'll hang on to it till the last second. When you come in the name of Jesus, according to Galatians 3:13, that Jesus became a curse, so you don't have to bear the curse, and then you break the power of that curse in Jesus' name and put the blood against the sin that was committed that gave the right to it, Satan's rights are gone, and you can kick him out in those areas. Or if you repent for your own sins, then Satan has no more rights, and you can kick him out. But you say, well, I got saved. Praise the Lord, we got saved. That's our start. But that does not clean up everything in the temple. The temple has to be cleaned out, and it has to be scrubbed, and the corners have to be scraped out, and all the rights of Satan has to be taken away, and ain't none of us got that all done yet. Ain't nobody got that all done that I know yet. When that happens to you and you get it all cleaned out, you can walk down the street and your shadow will heal the people and deliver them. Amen. We're coming to that day. I desire to see that day. We're coming to that day. We're looking for that day. That's why I hope you're all here. We're desiring to come, each one of us, to that place before the Lord, where the glory of the Lord is manifest in our midst, so such that the very presence of God in us will cause the demons to cry out and leave those that are being tormented, just as they did when Jesus came. The demons cried out, and they left at His very presence. And that's what the Lord's looking and desiring of each one of us. that we will desire to serve Him, such that our very presence will bring the manifest glory of the Lord in our midst. So, we all still need help and need deliverance. We all still need the glory of the Lord to a greater degree than we have yet seen it. No matter what how glorious the service you've been in somewhere, there still is greater glory for God's people than what we've yet seen. And I desire that glory shall be manifest in our midst, even in this day. I desire that the glory of the Lord shall be in such a way that when people drive down the highway out here, they'll see the fire of the Holy Ghost running back and forth across the top of these buildings. I tell you, it's happened before, and I expect it to take place many times yet again, even at this place. Hallelujah. That the glory of the majesty of the living God shall be such that He'll be manifested in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just as tongues of fire came down in the day of Pentecost, those tongues of fire shall run through and amongst these people and cover us with His glory. Hallelujah. Desire it. Seek for it. I desire to see it. Amen. Amen. Well, Irma's going to come and talk for a while, and then I'll maybe come back.
Praise the Lord. Glad to have all of you. Turn to the last chapter of the book of Mark. I touched on this a little bit yesterday up in the ladies' room, but the Lord's got me back in there again today. I think we need to understand the very basics. And I like to go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see what Jesus says and see what He did. If you take a red pencil and begin to peruse each chapter and mark in red where He cast out evil spirits or where He healed the sick, you will have a nice red marked up Bible. And it will sort of make a believer out of you. Now, all of us that have come out of traditional churches that were never taught that Christians can have evil spirits, I grew up in the Assembly of God Church, 1932, our family got saved and we all got the Holy Ghost. And it was wonderful. And we saw many, many harvests, great harvests of people being saved. But I was not free from demons, and neither was our church or the deacons. But I didn't understand why some things would happen. And the Lord brought an understanding to Glenn and I in about 1965 and 1966. And I praise God for the men of God who taught us. I praise God for teachers. Wasn't that rich this morning? If you weren't here this morning, you certainly need to get that tape. I don't know if they're going to have it made today or not, but that was profound. Do you believe that? Did you believe what he was saying? It all boils down to this. Stop sinning, stop dying, doesn't it? It's pretty simple. Stop sinning, stop dying. You get your wages. The wages of sin is death. And when we can come to that place, now, we are not without sin. It would be silly to stand up here and say that, but we are marching toward perfection. We are marching toward Zion. And when we arrive at Zion, as Glenn said, the anointing is going to be so strong on us, and we'll be so pure that the Lord will be able to trust us with that kind of an anointing. Do you believe that? I'm going to read, this is the words of Jesus. He said unto them, I'm going to start the 14th verse. Afterward He appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them. When somebody upbraids you, you are dressed down good and plenty. You know about that? If you don't know, if you never experienced it, upbraided means to criticize severely. He found fault with them and He scolded them vehemently. Why? Because He did it because of their unbelief and their hardness of heart. Last chapter of Mark, 14th verse. Their unbelief and their hardness of heart. Are our hearts hard? Yes, he's softening our hearts. Because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. They probably wouldn't believe Mary Magdalene, because she was a woman, first of all, And second of all, because she'd had seven devils cast out of her. And those other men, those disciples, didn't pay any attention to her, did they? Jesus said unto them, he's talking to the disciples now, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not, I'm centering on that word believe, believing and unbelief, he that believeth not shall be damned. And these, how many believers we have in here today?
Amen.
Well, everybody didn't put up their hand. Maybe you'll be believers after we get through. And these signs shall follow them believe. That's faith speaking, see. In my name, that's Jesus' name, shall they cast out devils. That is item number one. And in all of my teaching of going to school, the first item listed after something is the most important one. Did you ever learn that in school? English? First item, in my name shall they cast out devils, and then they shall speak with new tongues. I've always said I'd love to have a church where people come in and got saved, and then we cast the evil spirits out of them, and then we prayed them full of the Holy Ghost. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But you see, we've had the cart before the horse so many years, so we've got to get all unlearned about this casting out of evil spirits. We used to have a man come here. He's passed on to glory now, but when he first heard about deliverance and casting out and people vomiting up demons, just before we were going to speak one night, he came up to me and he said, he was sort of super religious. You know, have you ever seen any super religious people? Well, they want to be really super religious. He said, where in the Word does God say that you have to vomit up demons? I said, well, I don't know, but I'll look it up and I'll tell you tomorrow. And so I went home and I was all night, I was praying, Lord, why did we do that? I've vomited up demons. I vomited up their old nest and their debris. But I didn't know really why. That was in the early days. And I had never really thought about it. It just was something we took for granted that that's the way these nests and these evil spirits and this awful corruption that sin had piled up in us. And so next day I was in my living room, and I have a certain place in my living room. I can walk in there, and the presence of God is always in there. I might be ever so tired, ever so beat down, and I'll go in there, and I'll just come into the presence of the Lord. You know what I mean? And I'll just feel the Holy Spirit just come down all over me. And sometimes I can even feel, I think it is the Lord or his angel, he's put his hand on my shoulder. And this particular day, I was really in earnest. You know what it means to be in earnest? I mean, you get it. You got to give an answer. You get up here and say something, you better have an answer. And I said, Lord, I don't understand what... And I saw my dictionary laying there. And as a secretary for years, secretaries always read the dictionary. If they're not busy, they're always looking up words or something. So I looked, the word cast out came into my mind, which was the Holy Spirit telling me. And I looked up the word cast out in a regular dictionary. You know what it said? To vomit, to breathe out, to give a quick jerk, and so on. I had the answer from the Lord. So next night I pranced in here and I said, someone asked me about this. So I said, the Holy Spirit, the Lord has revealed it to me. And this is what the Holy Spirit and the Lord told me. And I got it out of the regular dictionary. And when I read it word for word. There's a lot of meanings. You know, you cast out a fishing rod and you get a fish, and all different meanings. But the very first one was vomit in my dictionary. And so I read it. And he said, amen. You know, we all have to have things proven to us, don't we? If we don't understand something, we'll usually not believe it, or we'll fight it. And as a Pentecostal preacher's daughter, I did not fight deliverance because I had seen too much, but I never understood why, see? And when I heard the message of deliverance the first time by Derek Prince, although it scared me half to death, I didn't like the thought of something being able to talk out of me that I wasn't in control. Now, spirits talk out of people all the time, and we just think it's them talking. You know. One time we were in a meeting with Brother Prince. We were helping him, and we were praying for different people at Fremont Assembly of God Church. And a lot of times these spirits, they don't like to feel the fire of God. If the fire of God's really burning through you and you put your hand on them, the spirit will say out of the person, "Get your hands off of me. I don't want you to touch me." And that's an evil spirit, see, talking out of the person. And I saw that. And then Brother Prince, I love these leaders who teach you practical things. And if you ask them a question, they answer it. And he told us, he said, "Now that was the evil spirit talking." Well, Glenn had that. He heard that evil spirit talking in San Francisco or in Chicago. And I heard it too. But I did something very strange. I was a grandmother already at that time. And I ran upstairs and took two tranquilizers, jumped in bed, and covered up my head. Now, all the spirit said was, "My name is Pride." And boy, that ran up my back to the bone. See, I had so much pride that my pride in me, that demon in me, did not like to hear that revealed, you know. As soon as you know what the spirit is in you, you can get it out. But a lot of times we may fight something for years. Well, you know, the preacher down south here, he said, "I've been fighting this spirit for years, this thing in me for years," and he thought he could get rid of it by himself. Now, Glenn said a while ago, we can get them out of ourselves. Well, sometimes, but sometimes the Lord wants somebody else to pray. It brings your pride down, you know. It really sets you down where you belong. And I had to have pride cast out of me. When I first heard about it, and I think many of you have done very well. Some of you are here for the first time and you have done very well. "But in my name shall they cast out devils." Second item, they'll speak with new tongues. Third item, they'll take up serpents. What do you say that means, Glenn? We'll pull them off of...
It just means that you cast them. I've got it written in my Bible, right?
Under you. One time Blanche Reynolds and I were sitting together at a banquet, and the preacher was preaching, and this was years ago. You know, we didn't have all these nice books to read to get answers from. We had to learn the hard way, trial and error, and Blanche punched me, and she said, "Look at that serpent crawling around on the back of that girl's blouse." I said, "Yeah." And we started to pray for that girl. See, when your spiritual eyes get open, start opening, He will show you things. The Holy Spirit will show you things, and that's your cue to pray for those people. And we started to bind that thing. It was on her brother's girlfriend. And that serpent, it was just wiggling around under her blouse, but you could just see it, just like a serpent. And that is what that means. "And if we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us."
I've marked my Bible correctly. And I've got lots of places marked correctly in my Bible. I'll give you another one later if I get back up here. That 18th verse of Mark 16 should read, "They shall remove Satan."
Mm-hmm.
It should not say they shall pick it up. The literal says they shall remove Satan.
Now that's believers now. Are you still all with me as believers? Everybody? And then... last item, "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Now, we try to heal the sick by just laying hands on them. But basically, most of the time, there is an evil spirit that are causing this disease, causing cancer, causing lung trouble, causing hyperglycemia, diabetes. There's usually a spirit with every disease. And once you get rid of the spirit, the body is so beautifully and wonderfully made that it will heal itself. It will heal itself. And through Jesus, of course. Through Jesus. But many, many times these evil spirits, they'll pass yourself onto your pancreas, onto your liver. Most of the time the pancreas is affected, of course, by diabetes and hyperglycemia. And many times, I don't know if Glenn's going to touch on it or not, we have a new book back there that Glenn and I have written. And it tells about people being healed from sugar diabetes. And the main problem is from eating blood coming from your ancestors.
Or from your own
doing. Many people eat very rare steak. Many people eat lots of... the old German families eat...
Like
blood sausage, blood pudding, a lot of salami, and all those imported lunch meats have lots of blood in it. And I imagine a lot of the American lunch meat has it in. We very rarely eat it anymore unless it's all beef and, you know, because we don't know what that is. But the Lord, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible about not eating blood or fat. Fat, well, see, the government's come out now all about fat, all about heart trouble and cancer. And they're saying exactly what God said thousands of years ago. See, we don't want to believe the word of God. And we have to get it from science, which is all, it's better to get it some way and then not get it at all. But I have a new book on the causes of cancer. And also last week in our paper, there was a whole big article on causes of cancer. And most of it is because of what we eat. And I always say if I drink any deadly thing, when we used to drink the Los Angeles City water, it used to be green in the summertime, and I'd always say, Lord, this is not going to hurt me. It's like pure Clorox. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, we know this, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached every word, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Believing God is a continuous activity. You can't let up one single day from believing this word. And you have to practice to believe the word of God. And the Holy Spirit, as you read the Word of God, He will bring things out. I always say that Zacharias, right in the first chapter of Luke, when Zacharias did not believe Gabriel, it says in the 20th verse, and behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not. And I say unbelief will make us dumb. Is that the Word of God? It made him dumb. And, you know, when we can't see through the Word of God and we can't have revelation of the Word and we don't understand, you know, I think as more and more as we get delivered, we get more understanding and we're able to absorb more. You know, yesterday up in the ladies' prayer meeting, we prayed that our spiritual senses would be exercised. How many have ever had that? Hands laid on you to have your spiritual senses exercised. So you will see in the spirit, hear the voice of the Lord, smell the presence of the Lord or the presence of evil spirits. All of those things are very important. That's in Hebrews. I think 11 chapters, isn't it? Somewhere like that. I think I have written it down. And in Hebrews also it says that, talks about the evil heart of unbelief. How many ever thought that your unbelief would make your heart evil? Yeah, that's what the Bible says. Isaiah 7 and 9 says, if you will not believe, you will not be established. Have you ever seen any Christians that just couldn't get established? Many, he says. Many, Brother Moody says. Many, but we see many people, they just can't get established. They won't get their roots down anywhere. They don't want to follow any direction from any leader. I started to say a while ago, I praise God that Brother Prince helped us so much in training when we had no books to follow or anything. He would explain things to us, and he would tell us what to do. And Glenn and I were pliable and hungry to do the right thing. And he would say, now, I'm going to fast tomorrow, and I would like for you people to fast tomorrow because we've got some bad cases coming in tomorrow. And we would fast and pray right with him. And he would have us up there beside him learning. How many would like to really learn more about the evil one, so you'll know how to pray for people. I was upstairs praying in my office a while ago, and the phone rang. And I thought, I'll let somebody down here answer it. And then I answered it. And it was a woman from North Carolina, I think, and she said, I think I'm being delivered. I said, really? What do you think you're being delivered of? And she said, Scientology. And that woman had called me time after time after time after time, and she had never admitted to anything. But today, for reasons I don't understand, she was getting delivered from Scientology. And then she rattled off the whole scum. She'd been to seances. She had been to fortune tellers. She had played with Ouija boards. She had read Mary Baker Eddy books. She had read all kinds of other mind control books and how to control people's minds. You know, all of that makes God just sick. He says it's an abomination unto him. That word abomination means being sick to your stomach. makes God sick when we do things like that. In fact, you know what he says? He's going to do if you do it. He's going to put a curse on us. And that's what Glenn was talking about. Anything connected with fortune telling, the Ouija board, handwriting analysis, water witching, reading all these different kinds of books on mind, sell the mind control, Scientology, Eckhart Tolle, all of those things, Unity books, what else? Oh, she said, I'm in reincarnation. Well, you know, you just want to hold your head. How does this woman even exist being, studying all those different things? We don't need to study all those different things. I know a lot of Christians that have been very interested in that after they started coming into deliverance and they wanted to study to see what it does. I don't want to know. I just want to call it out of the people. And I started calling those spirits out up there, and she was screaming. I mean, the demons were, and throwing up and a little bit of everything. But praise God, then I broke the curse off of her according to Galatians 3:13. See, God says he puts the curse on. Now, I'm talking from experience. I know how bad the occult is, and yet I was only barely dabbled into it. I read a few horoscopes. I had my handwriting analysis done at the fair. I watched my dad water witch for a while. We didn't know. We were ignorant. That's why the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And when we begin to learn about these things, I wanted to be prayed for all of those things. But when Derek Prince prayed for me, he said, you and Glenn are under the power of a fortune teller. Well, that could sort of shatter you, you know. And I said, I don't want to be. Pray for me, get it off of me, get it out of me. I'm telling you, we all need to be willing to be prayed for. It may hurt your dignity today, but you'll get over it by tomorrow and feel so good. How many people have been delivered since they've been here? Don't you feel a lot better than you did when you come? Sure, it makes you feel. You can. When he finished praying for me, I could see better and hear better and think better, and I'd been living in a maze for 40 years, didn't even know it. I thought I was very intelligent and smart. But you know one thing it does to you? You cannot remember the Word of God or read down through a page of the Bible and remember what you read. How many have that problem? I think we better pray about that right now. Because if we can't read our Bible and remember the Word of God, it's probably divination in some place way back. Come to find out, my mother had been to a fortune teller. My grandmother had been to fortune tellers. I didn't even know it. And my great-grandmother came from Germany, and she read palms and read fortunes when she came over here. And I was a little girl, and I remember her making cookies. But, boy, the devil didn't let me remember anything about this palm reading or anything. So when he prayed for me, it was like a tent lifted off of me. I could hear better and see better and think better. Right now, we're going to repent. I just feel to repent about this occult. It's the spirit of divination is the strong man. And what does the Bible say about the strong man? You first bind him. Okay, let's bind him in the name of Jesus. I bind you, you strong man of divination, in the name of Jesus. Help me. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I command you to come down off of your throne over this congregation right now in the name of Jesus. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I render you helpless. Come off of your throne now in the name of Jesus. Come off of your throne now in the name of Jesus. We cast you down. We bind you in the name of Jesus. 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 Now we're going to repent. How many likes to repent? Few likes to repent. Everybody should like to repent. You don't just repent when you get saved. That's false teaching and absurd. We need to be repenting every day, really. Every day. Okay, we're going to repent. We're going to repent about, I'm going to read off some of these. Bow your heads. We're going to pray. Now, this is serious business. You're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. You can repeat after me. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't know what our ancestors have done. We don't know if they've dabbled into the occult or not. But Lord, we just ask you to forgive. Forgive us.
Forgive us.
And cleanse our blood. And all these things we've inherited. We ask you to forgive us for going to fortune tellers. And palm reading. And reading cards. All you younger people that's been involved with reading tarot cards, I want you to repent thoroughly. Looking at crystal balls. Lord, forgive me. Playing with the Ouija board. Reading horoscopes. Reading about voodoo. Trying to cast spells on people. Water witching spirits. All the times I've ever gone to a seance. Or believed in reincarnation. Or ESP. Or tried to tip tables. All kinds of levitation. All kinds of yoga. All kinds of self-hypnosis. And medical hypnosis. All kinds of Indian powwows. Christian science. Metaphysics. Hair readings. And hair diagnosis. The pendulum. All types of astrology. Dream books. Self-realization. Magic. Clairvoyance. All kinds of religious cults. Edgar Casey. Gene Dixon. Arthur Ford. Ruth Montgomery. Attending Rosicrucianist meetings. Or spiritualist meetings. Or Mormon meetings. Or Christian Science. Or Unity. Theosophy. Inner Peace Movement. Jehovah Witness. Unitarian. The Moonies. The Way. Jesus Only Churches. What do I want to say? The Eternal Security. Forgive me, Jesus. Cleanse me, Jesus. Wearing certain jewelry that's wrong. Piercing my ears. Tattoos. Wearing that Italian horn jewelry. Hex signs. Listening to rock music. All kinds of rock music. Christian rock music. All kinds of incantations. Belonging to secret societies. Like the Masons and the Eastern Star. Lighting candles for the dead. Pyramid power. Indian witchcraft and Indian dolls. Forgive me, Jesus, for burning incense in my home. For you say that's an abomination. Lord, I need your cleansing. We don't know what our ancestors have done. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for yielding to sexual sins. For fornication. For adultery. For masturbation. Oral sex. Reading all kinds of bad magazines. Pornography magazines. Cleanse our eyes, Lord. Take all that lust out of us, Jesus. For inviting spirit guides into us. Asking information from other gods. Having Buddhas in our home. Lord, we just ask you to forgive us for all these things. All these things we've inherited from four generations back. Cleanse us, Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus. We want to turn from this. We turn our eyes toward you, Jesus. because your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We call on you now, Lord. Deliver us from all these evils. Thank you, Jesus. Now let the blood just come down over you. Just sit there in quietness. Just sit there in quietness. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you. All these debris and nests that's in us, all this corruption that has made us sick over the years. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we repented, Lord. We repented. Honor this repentance prayer, Lord. Honor this, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Feel the presence of the Lord coming down. Lord, we invite your holy angels into this place. Lord, to war against these spirits that have plagued and tormented these people. And Lord, we forgot to pray about one thing, the sins of not forgiving others that hurt us. Let's say that. Lord, forgive me for not forgiving others. Because your word says, if I won't forgive, then you won't forgive. Lord, we want you to forgive us. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Now we're going to command these out. Now, evil spirits come out usually through the mouth, through coughing or breathing or vomiting, and we've got some paper towels, and that reminds me of a little story before you all get too serious. This Brother Duncan, who led us into deliverance, pastored the Open Bible Standard Church in Washington, and his church had the fire all over the top of it, and the revival powers were really moving, and they were casting out lots of evil spirits, and the head of the denomination came from Des Moines, and the girl that met him at the door greeting him, she didn't know who he was, and she's very innocent and honest. If you want to be delivered, get honest. And he says, I hear they're casting out evil spirits and vomiting up in A&W root beer cans. And she said, yes, what do you use at your church? Well, we've got some paper towels for you. I stay in the spirit now. I just had to tell you that, of course. It's got to relax you. This is serious business, though. I mean, we're not playing church here. We are not playing church here. This is very serious business. And we want you to go away delivered and set free. I command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to start coming out. All you spirits of divination, all of them come out in Jesus' name. All these things that we've called out, now you start coming out. You know who you are, demon. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. All your sexual sins, impurities, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Loose yourself. Loose yourself. Loose yourself. This is like having a baby. You've got to work at it a little. God's not going to brush your teeth, Brother Harris said this morning. You're going to have to cast these out. Believers will cast them out. Come on, let them go in Jesus' name. We don't care what happens. Let them go in Jesus' name. Ouija board spirits, cancer spirits come out. Infirmity spirits come out in Jesus' name. All infirmity spirits come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. All Ouija board spirits, fortune-telling spirits, spirits of the occult, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of the occult, come out in Jesus' name. Hypoglycemia, come out in Jesus' name. Sugar diabetes, come out in Jesus' name. All false religion spirits, come out. Antichrist spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. You are defeated. We have authority over you. We have authority over you. Jesus said he gives us power as believers to cast out evil spirits. Don't sit there passive. All passive spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All passive spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All passive spirits, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, breathe them out, people. Let them go. It's so simple. Jesus made everything simple. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. All you workers, get up and begin to operate by the power of God. In the name of all gluttony spirits, come out. Overeating spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All kinds of incest, all kinds of curses of the bastard, spirits of the bastard, come out in Jesus' name. All kinds of divination, come out in Jesus' name. All kinds of diabetes, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Passive spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come on out, that's right. Come on out, every one of you. Every one of you, come out in Jesus' name. Drunkenness and drug addiction, tarot cards. Drunkenness. Alcoholism that you've inherited from your parents. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. 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 All kinds of sexual spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Unclean spirits cried with loud voices and came out according to the word. Come out, unclean spirits, in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Unclean spirits, come out. Spirits of forgetfulness of the word, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Rekundalabasanda. All kinds of homosexual spirits come out. Lesbian spirits come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, come out of these people. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. Rekundalabasandalabandoria. Kiliamasandalabandoria. Cancer spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Cancer spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Eating blood and fat, come out in Jesus' name. All eating of blood and fat, unclean food, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Big bundle of a thunder. Come out in Jesus' name. That's right. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. All kinds of spiritualism. Spiritualism spirits, come out. Seance and spiritualism churches. Come out, spirits, in the name of Jesus. We call you out. We call you out. Unbelief, we call you out. Unbelief in Jesus' name. Unbelief, we call you out in Jesus' name. We call you out, unbelief, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of unbelief. We bind the spirit of unbelief in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Really, I'm a sandala bakoriandaya. Silly, I'm a doria. Truly, I'm a sandala bandoria. Eli, I'm a silly, I'm a doria. Eli, I'm a handola, but silly, I'm a doria. Silly, I'm a sandala bandoria. Truly, I'm a sandala bakoriandaya. Silly, I'm a doria. I'm a sandala bandoria. Eli, I'm a sandala bandoria. Silly, I'm a silly, I'm a doria. All kinds of adultery, fornication, idolatry spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Idolatry spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Come on out. Come on out. That's right. Come out of her. Come out of her, you serpent, in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Rikrandola basandala bandoria. Iliamahandala basile mandoria. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on 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 out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All the criticizing spirits come out now in Jesus' name. Criticizing spirits come out in Jesus' name. I bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Rikrandola basandaya. Iliamasandala bandoria. Iliamasandala kosandala bandoria. Julia Masanda Labandoria. Julia Masanda Labandoria. Glory and honor and praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and honor and praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come against all Catholic spirits, praying to the Pope, praying to Mary. We command you to come out in Jesus' name. Praying the dead saints, come out in Jesus' name. Rindola the Son della Bandoria. Command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. William Sorvella Bandoria. William Sandela Bandoria. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Epilepsy spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All deaf and dumb epilepsy spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. We release you. We release you. All the unbelief, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Rick Mandola Basandala Bandoria. Julia Masandala Bandoria. Stay in prayer. Pray in tongues if you're not getting delivered. Stay pray in the Spirit. Lots of people are being changed here this afternoon. Praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Cigarette smoking, all the nicotine spirits, I want you to come out now in Jesus' name. Nicotine, Glenn, help her there. Nicotine, nicotine, come out in Jesus' name. You come out in Jesus' name. All you nicotine spirits, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. Rick Randola the Sunday. In Jesus' name. All nicotine spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Come out of her. All nicotine spirits, curse of death, spirit of death, sting of death, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Ringala Basandaya, Silia Mandoria, Olia Masandala Mandoria, Kulia Masandala. Oh Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Let's thank the Lord now for all the deliverance we got, and then we'll get on another realm of these spirits. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord. Let's ask the Holy Spirit now to come in and fill up these vacancies. You've got a little room down there now to get more of the Holy Ghost in. The more Holy Ghost you get into you, the more power you're going to have to fight off all these things. It's a warfare. It's warfare. It's warfare. You can't just be passive about this. Lord, we just ask you now to pour your Holy Spirit down. Pour it down upon all these people and fill them, Lord, in these areas. In these areas. In these areas. Fill them, Lord. Fill them, Jesus. Pour in, Lord. Pour in, Lord, your Spirit. Pour in your Holy Spirit. Pour in your Holy Spirit. Pour in your Holy Spirit. Pour in, Lord. Pour in, Lord. Pour in, Lord. Pour in, Jesus. Pour into them, Lord. Pour in the anointing to destroy all these yokes. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing that destroys these yokes. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Pour in. Pour in. Breathe in. Breathe in. You breathe out the devil and you breathe in the Holy Ghost. Take a big gulp. Take a big gulp. Breathe him in. Praise the Lord for the Holy Ghost and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody that has a Bible, will you please turn to 2 Timothy and the second chapter. Start at the 21st verse. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. You want to be an honorable vessel for the Lord, full of Jesus, sanctified and meet for the master's use. Somebody that Jesus can use. You know, now if you go out and commit the same sins again that you have gotten free from today, you'll get seven times worse, first of all. That devil will go and get seven more, so you'll get eight altogether. So I think that would put the fear of God in all of us. Not to redo what we've been delivered of. We want to be used of the Lord, don't we? And prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust. But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them recompense to the acknowledging of the truth. I want you to pay particularly, and listen now, listen up as the young kids say, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. That should put the fear of God in everybody.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.